You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
On vaccinations clear, he tells Fox News the Kelly file, there's no reason this should even be a political debate. This is USA Radio News.
Tonight, The Blacklist moves to the all-new NBC Thursday at 9, 8 Central.
You have got to watch. People will be talking about this episode.
Oh, and then it's the premiere of Allegiance.
Yes, about a genius spy who doesn't know his parents are also spies.
Oh, right, but they're spies for the enemy.
It's an amazing new night of drama.
Seriously, the all-new NBC Thursday. Now, it all starts tonight with an encore of the big Super Bowl episode of The Blacklist.
Then it's The Blacklist at its new time, 9, 8 Central.
Followed by the premiere of Allegiance.
Okay, you are all now officially busy on Thursday night.
A Philadelphia man has filed a lawsuit against the Transportation Security Administration after being held for 20 hours. USA's Kelly Sloan has more.
Roger Vanderklok told WPVI News he was going through security at Philadelphia International Airport when something caught an agent's eye. It later turned out to be power bars, a sports watch, and other running gear. After a lengthy delay, he asked to speak to his supervisor and was promptly arrested. Then he was held for more than 20 hours.
I was terrified of the fact that I'd kind of fallen off the face of the earth and that I hadn't had the opportunity to call anybody. I hadn't had the opportunity to use email. And no one who I knew really knew where I was.
His attorney says he never knew what he was being charged with. He wasn't allowed a phone call, but that he was cordial throughout the entire ordeal. The judge acquitted Vanderklok on the spot. Now he is filing a civil lawsuit. I'm Kelly Sloan.
The FCC is proposing new internet rules that would cement net neutrality. The agency's chairman, Tom Wheeler, said yesterday that he wants to regulate internet service providers under Title II authority to ensure it remains open to all legal content. President Obama has a prescription for the high-speed rush of modern life. Slow down and pause for fellowship and prayer. Headlining the National Prayer Breakfast in the nation's capital, Obama warned that faith can be used for good, but also twisted and rationalized the acts of evil. The president praised the Dalai Lama, another dignitary at the event. Obama called him a good friend and said the Dalai Lama regularly speaks up for the freedom and dignity of all human beings. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning at 11:04, just 28 windy degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today are scattered snow showers, mainly before noon, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're over. And then partly sunny with a high near 31. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 5. Friday and Saturday are going to be mostly sunny with highs of 24 and 37. And then it looks like the snow comes in again for Sunday and Monday. Okay, and once again, there we go.
It was winter in Manhattan. Falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film of ice. But a little simple magic that I'd heard about somewhere.
And a tree, what's going to happen?
Change the weather. All around, just within a
try. Come on, Frank, get to it.
It's right there. It's there.
I bought you violets for your furs.
It's there.
And it was spring.
I love this song.
The topic of the song.
I love
the title.
Violets for your furs.
I bought you violets.
Okay. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch.
And there was a
broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Plumington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we have news about the Friends annual book sale coming this spring. The HCL Outdoor Art Show has picked a date like and will shortly start accepting entries. Jennifer is fired as an advice columnist when she tells a recently divorced reader that the best... I can't read this. I don't think I can read this on the air.
All right, then that's fine. But you know what? By the way, listeners want to know what you didn't say last week.
This is what. This is it.
And there was blue.
You tell me
I'm
later.
Debating.
Tell me later.
But I won't say the punchline. You tell me if you can guess it. Jennifer is fired as an advice columnist when she tells a recently divorced reader that the best way to get over a man is to blank.
Leapfrog.
To the crowd.
Yeah, that's something I couldn't have said on the air, Jennifer.
Leapfrog?
You smile. Yeah,
I could have said that.
All right, let's
I would have finished the joke.
All right, well, we'll finish
it's
the
joke. Something...
Since
I don't know.
We'll finish
think about this. See if you can guess it off the air. Okay, Jennifer, upcoming programs, current exhibits, and more on today's Library Show. Good morning. So what's the best way to get over a man, Jennifer?
Leapfrog.
That's not correct. Did you hear that somewhere? That's not what...
No, that's the only thing I can think of.
That's not why you got fired as an advice columnist.
I don't... All I can think of is that song from Chicago.
Yeah.
Where she says, I ran into him. He ran into my knife 10 times.
It was a song by Chicago?
In Chicago.
Oh.
In the play, The Widows. I forget what it's called. It's all the widows in the jail cells.
Okay, so tell me about the... So Frank Sinatra just singing about buying violets on a winter's day for his girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. And Billie Holiday also did a version of this. I love that song. I love violets. They're like the harbinger. Like, aren't you out in the... Isn't Lori outside looking for violets? The first violet to come up? I bet she is,
there's
and you don't even
four
know
inches
it.
Of snow on the ground, Jennifer.
But, like, around the house where it's not... Where it melts faster. Or where it didn't quite reach.
I don't think we have any such place in our yard. Okay, good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Let's catch you up on what we have coming... To the library this week. We were going to have a movie tonight, Jennifer. Boyhood.
Yes.
The movie I was raving about on this show a couple weeks ago. We were going to play tonight, February 5th, but we have a problem with our audiovisual system that we'll be repairing on Saturday. So we're going to reschedule Boyhood, I believe sometime in March, I believe is the new date. I don't know exactly,
let's
but
see.
When we
I'll,
get
you
closer,
know what?
I'll let you know.
I'll check and see if it's on the website already.
But don't forget to come next Thursday, February 19th, we'll be showing The Judge, which I actually heard was a very good movie. I didn't know much about it, but then somebody was telling me it was excellent. Robert Duvall and Robert Downey Jr. Any interest, Jennifer?
No.
Other movies coming up in our Academy Award-nominated film series will be Gone Girl, which we'll show again. Birdman, starring Michael Keaton, which is up for a lot of Academy Awards, if I'm not mistaken. The Theory of Everything and Whiplash. So go to our webpage, anything I'm talking about right now, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the event calendar in the bottom right corner, and you can follow along at home. Next Wednesday, Jennifer, we have another Workforce Wednesday, Thriving During Transition and Change with Jan Goodman of the Greater Raritan Workforce Investment Board. Do you thrive during transition and change, Jennifer?
I try to, not really well.
Is
I don't,
this a
change
time
is bad.
Is this a time of transition and change?
Let's hope so.
I'm sure about that.
Let's hope so.
Times of transition hold challenges and opportunities. Would you like to make better choices in the future? Each choice we make alters the directions of our lives. Well, wow. That's not rocket science, Jennifer. The quality of these choices will dictate whether we struggle or lead an extraordinary life. So if you're interested in learning how to make better choices in the future, come to the North County Branch Library next Wednesday, February 11th. At 1 p.m. in the afternoon. It's not in the evening, Jennifer. It's at 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
And next Wednesday, we have our annual Variety at the Library show starring local comedian, singer, gadabout, Jack McDade.
Gadabout, that's a big word for an 11-year-old.
Variety of the Library 6, Jennifer. We've done this 6 years in a row.
Can I when you said variety, I thought you said sobriety.
Sobriety at the
Library. That's what I heard.
A lot of people think that when they think about Jack McDade, but no, it was variety. What are the odds Jack is listening?
It might be good.
Okay, so the show features singer-comedian Jack McDade, cabaret singer AJ. She only likes to go by the AJ, Jennifer.
I knew her when she was AJ.
Very angry if you call her something else.
I knew her when she had a last name.
And Bob Egan on piano. So singer-comedian TV personality Jack McDade's TV personality because he was Dick Clark's first guest on American Bandstand. True.
True.
Cabaret singer AJ and piano virtuoso Bob Egan reprised their cabaret performance from the October 2013 show at the Raz Room nightclub in New Hope, PA. They'll perform songs from the Great American Songbook. Jack will offer comedy on marriage, life, politics, and overdue library books. Don't miss this exciting cabaret performance. It is kind of, it's an interesting, I like the concept of a variety show. So
I loved
something unique that we do.
When he used to do it with everybody from the Hayride.
Uh-huh.
And he'd have Chuck Pearman on the accordion and Linda Kay would come in and I thought that it was great. It was like an old town, old time.
No, I do like that stuff. So I'm glad to host Jack every year. So this is Variety of the Library. Once again, this is February 11th, next Wednesday. So if you'd like to be guaranteed a seat, call the library at 788-1434. Or if you're on our webpage, hclibrary.us, just click on the event calendar on that date and you can sign up via email, Jennifer.
And that evening, if you have young children or old children or middle-aged children, there's a drop-in craft in the youth services room at the headquarters library from 6:30 to 8. And I suspect it will be Valentine themed.
Oh, very good.
Because we're coming up.
So two great programs where you can get the whole community into the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, February 11th.
Or if you're bringing your children 9 and over for the craft, come listen.
What are your Valentine's plans? It's a week from Saturday, correct?
I know it is. I don't know. I'm working.
You don't have anything planned for your sweetheart? Do you buy him anything for Valentine's Day? No.
Not really.
Wow.
Romantic. Well,
see, come on.
See, all right, we go to the drugstore the other day. He's looking at all the boxes of Valentine's Day candy, looking how pretty they are. And I said, I still have a box of Easter candy in my refrigerator that's 2 years old that he has not eaten.
Okay, so get him something else, Jennifer.
What, to sit in my refrigerator? No, he doesn't.
Get him, he likes the war memorabilia. Get him something like that?
Well, we're in the process of picking out a book.
Okay, something.
Yes, he always gets something.
The man tells you to get candy. Doesn't mean you have to get candy.
No, of course not.
I mean, the man, not the man meaning your husband.
What are your Valentine's
plans? Our Valentine's plans are we're going away this weekend,
which
we might not be now.
Oh.
Because we're going up to Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
I thought you were going to Florida.
Coming home on Sunday.
Oh, you're going this weekend?
Yes. We're going this weekend.
So you're not going...
Next weekend, I'm going to Florida.
Oh, good, because I have an interview
By the way,
up for next
a little
Thursday.
Program, though. Next week, Jennifer will be flying solo or may have a guest in my place. What's your plan?
I'm flying solo because I'm going to do a phone interview with Michael Rockcliffe from Workman's Books. He's a library marketing manager who is retiring at the end of June.
Okay, so Jennifer will be on her own with the library show next week. Good luck. Maybe if I can remember. Oh, no, I'll be on the road.
Archives.
I'll be on the road.
There are archives, Jim.
I will. I'll definitely check out
the question.
Archives. I have
a question. What high school did you go to in Middletown?
Middletown South.
Because I heard there's a private school in Middletown closing. Mater Dei Prep School?
Yes. That was a Catholic school, I believe.
It's closing after 50 years.
Wow, yeah. That was a...
kind of sad.
Didn't know that. Why, I wonder. The economy?
I don't, probably.
How did we get from that to modern day high school?
I just meaning to ask you, and I keep forgetting.
I did not go to modern
day. And I had like 30 seconds to, I didn't think you did.
Okay, so yeah, that's our Valentine's plan. But as Jennifer mentioned, did you mention that a big storm is scheduled? The timing, though, I'm going to wait and see. If it doesn't come until Sunday night, we're okay.
It's got to come Sunday night. I got plans for Sunday.
I know, but what did you say on your weather forecast? I wasn't
There's
listening.
Like a 60% chance of snow starting Saturday night.
Saturday night?
But it's far away. And, you know, I thought the last two away. I thought the blizzard away. I kept going outside and kept going east. Go east.
Really?
I
this
did.
This one's not coming up this coast, though, Jennifer.
I know.
It's coming from a different direction.
I know, so I don't know.
Going east, you're bringing it towards.
I know,
you
so I'm like pushing
that, right?
It north this time.
Okay.
All right. And I'm doing arm motions for anyone who can't see. All right, let's go do the commercials.
I'm the one for people that can see.
Well, go do the commercials. You can tell me the punchline, and I'll tell you if you can say it on the radio or not.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Don't know much about history. Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. Sam Cooke ushering in the game with this. What's the name of the song, by the way?
Wonderful World.
I wonder where we got that.
How can you always make fun of the songs that I like and I never make fun of the songs you like?
Feel free.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd love to get in that debate with you. Go ahead, make one fun of a song right now that I like.
I can't even think of it. Just do it.
Think about it.
It's a short song,
Carol. Okay, Jennifer, February 5th. Today is February 5th, 2015. Oh, it's 2015, Jennifer.
I know.
Okay, Jennifer, I have five events that happened on this date in the past. See how well you do. Good luck with the first one. February 5th, 1869, Jennifer. Welcome Stranger is the name of something that is discovered on this date. Any idea what Welcome Stranger is?
Is it a shipwreck?
Incorrect. It is the largest gold nugget ever found.
Huh.
It was found in Victoria, Australia. It had to be broken up into three separate pieces to be weighed.
Is it on display
somewhere? I have no idea. February 5th, 1919, Jennifer.
Wait. How come I can't get away with my answer and follow-up questions?
My game, Jennifer. Okay.
1919.
United Artists Movie Studios. How many of the art in the United Artists can you name that formed the movie studio?
Douglas Fairbanks.
Correct. Very good.
Thank you. That's it.
We're also looking for Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford.
I probably could have gotten her.
And D.W. Griffith, which I believe was a featured name on this game a week or so ago. Those were the four people who formed United Artists Studio, which is still in existence today.
Yes, it is.
In a very topsy-turvy industry, Jennifer. That's pretty amazing. Okay, Jennifer, on this date in 1945... Somebody comes back to a place where he said he was going to come back. How's that for vague?
You mean Douglas MacArthur?
I do mean Douglas MacArthur, Jennifer. He returned to Manila on this date in 1945. Okay? That was excellent. What, we got to get this off now. What song is this?
No, it's the only other thing I have handy.
This was played on purpose. This was no accident, Jennifer. That was no boating accident. What movie was that for?
That's not. Jaws.
Come on now. Okay, February 5th, 1958. Okay, and this one is mind-boggling to me. I don't know how to put it in the form of a question. What is lost by the Air Force off the coast of Savannah, Georgia, never to be recovered? A hydrogen bomb. They lost a hydrogen bomb. What is Christmas? And never found it.
How does one lose a hydrogen bomb?
I have no idea. Isn't that unbelievable?
How does one never find a hydrogen bomb?
Jennifer, these are all questions I ask myself.
Every day?
No, just when I found out that this happened. Okay, Jennifer, and finally, on this date, in 1994, Byron D. LeBeckwith is convicted of the 1963 murder of who? So this is 31 years after he committed the murder. He is finally convicted. Does that give you a hint?
I want to say Emmett Till, but I don't think so.
Civil rights leader Medgar Evers. And they made an excellent movie about it called Ghosts of Mississippi. Do we have that in our collection?
I'm sure we do.
I'm just going to look this up while we go to the second half of our game. Name recognition. People born or dying on this date. People I know just by their name. This is Jennifer. 1848, Jennifer Bell Starr is born. Is this all, now it's the White Christmas soundtrack?
It's just what I can play real quickly.
That's great. Do I have to play anything? Because I'll guarantee it, I don't have my headphones on. I bet it's drowning me out, isn't it? I bet you hear Danny Kaye way above me.
You really don't. I have the volume way down.
Well,
you can't hear because you're not talking.
We'll see about the archives, Jennifer. If Danny Kaye is louder than I am, I am going to live it. But see, people wouldn't know I just said that because they can't hear me. Maybe scooch it down just a little bit more because I can hear it from over here.
You're hearing it in your headphones.
Okay, do you know who Bell Starr is, yes or no?
No, I do not.
Stop changing the subject.
I do not.
Bell Starr was a notorious outlaw in
the
Wild West.
Oh, he was a gangster. Out in the Wild West. Yes, I was just going to say that.
A woman outlaw in the Wild West, Jennifer. Okay, born today in 1900, Jennifer.
Okay.
Adlai Stevenson.
He ran for president.
Correct.
In the 50s.
Win or lose against who? I need one more little piece
lost.
Of fact.
He lost.
Okay, that's enough.
Against,
who did he lose to?
Truman?
Wait,
Eisenhower.
Okay, you know what? You can't... Never mind. 1947 born, Jennifer. Darryl Waltrip.
Do you race car driver?
That is correct. See how you gave up and then gave me that look and then you had it.
Yes, but nobody can see my looks.
Okay, born on February 5th, 1948. Christopher Guest. Actor, director, most famous for doing the movies like Spinal Tap,
okay.
The Mighty Wind... All those, like, mockumentary-type movies. Got it?
Got it.
Born this day, on the same day as Christopher Guest, same year, I mean, 1948, Barbara Hershey. Didn't know she was this old.
Barbara Hershey. She must be an actress.
Yes.
But you see, if I say actress, then I got to say what she's done, and I have no idea.
Okay. Well, then that's an incorrect answer.
That's why I didn't...
It's okay to get answers wrong once in a while, Jennifer. No one's perfect. Barbara Hershey was an actress. She was actually in two of the greatest sports movies of all time, The Natural and Hoosiers, among a million other things. She was in Beaches. You must have seen that movie. She was the one who died of cancer.
Oh, that's too bad. Not in real life.
Okay, Jennifer, finally born in 1969.
Okay.
Currently in the news a little bit, I think. Bobby Brown.
Whitney Houston's ex-husband.
Correct.
Former husband.
And their daughter just... Did you hear that story?
No.
Their daughter was found face down in a bathtub, like very similar to her mother, and she's like on life support or something.
Oh dear, that's just terrible.
Take care of her. Our prayers go out to her. And that's today in history, Jennifer.
Nobody died today?
Hopefully everybody heard me over Danny Kaye.
Oh, stop.
Plenty of people died today, Jennifer, but I'm not, I didn't mention it because...
It's disappointing. we have some new book lists.
Good. Let's do that. And then after the break, we'll talk about the book sale. We need to spend some time on that. And the outdoor art show.
Okay. I'll run through this one very quickly.
No, take your time.
We have a new mystery list for February 2013. And some of the highlights are A Murder of Magpies by Judith Flanders, which is set at...
That's an incorrect statement. It's A Murder of Crows.
This is true. However, the title of the book is A Murder of Magpies. And it's set in a publisher's office, an editor's office in England. And it is absolutely hysterical. It's very funny.
It's a good book?
I did. It's very dishy, very funny.
So what is the title of this book list? Comedies?
It's... New Mysteries, 2015.
So it's a funny mystery.
It is. Even the woman, Sam.
Is that a rarity?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Then there's The Life I Left Behind by Colette Macbeth, whose book Precious Thing from last year was very popular also. This is not funny. This is more psychological thriller. A young woman gets her life back together after she was... attacked and left for dead, and they think they have the right man in jail, and he's proclaimed his innocence all along, but as soon as he gets out of jail, someone else is killed, just like this woman was almost killed. So did he do it or not do it?
He didn't do it. I know that for a fact, but the book, they wouldn't ruin the book, Jennifer.
Spoiler alert. And then we have The Forgotten Girls by Sarah Bladell. This is another one of those Scandinavian mysteries that are so popular. And this is the
I can't let that statement go by.
Scandinavian
mysteries are popular, are very more popular than any other mysteries?
They're probably the newest, the newest thing to hit the mystery genre. You know, for a while, cozy.
A mystery set in Scandinavia?
Yeah.
Or by Scandinavian authors?
Both. Like Joe Nesbo.
That's going to be a short-lived fad, Jennifer. Mark my words. I've said
You'd hope so,
I've
but...
I've said it.
You know, the Stieg Larsson Dragon Tattoo. We have some new romances. There's one on here I wouldn't have put on the romance list. A Small Indiscretion by Jan Allison. I probably would have put it on a psychological thriller list. Although there's no murder. And Before I Go by Colleen Oakley. She's a woman who's dying of cancer. I think she's under 30 even, or just over 30. And she decides she's going to find a suitable wife for her husband before she dies. And it's pretty sad.
So these are all books that Jennifer recommends. Jennifer, if someone's listening and they want to actually try one of these great Scandinavian mysteries, what do they got
to
do?
They can go to ipac.hclibrary.us, search for the title.
Are any of these titles available on audiobook?
Quite a few are. I can't tell you off the top of my head, although we do have another new book list, The Year in Audiobooks 2014. And these were taken from the Audiophile magazine, Best Audiobooks of 2014. And these are all audiobooks that we have in our collection and include things like The Long Way Home by Louise Penny, which is a long-running series featuring French-Canadian Inspector Gamache. And I have heard that the narrator who does this series is just phenomenal. And her 11th book was just announced coming out in August. And I will say, I thought after reading the 10th book that it was over. It just kind of wrapped it up. But we also have Still Life with Breadcrumbs by Anna Quinlan, Leaving Time by Jodi Picoult, Frog Music by Emma Donahue. And this list is nice because it's also annotated. The books on CD are at the library, and it also, there's a mark if the e-audiobook is available from EHCL at hclibrary.lib.overdrive.com, and then you can download that for free with your library card. So, Jim Thatch is sort of glazed over. We will go to the bottom of the hour news break, and then Jim will give us his weather forecast, which is a little bit more, a little bit brighter than mine.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. Jordanian fighter pilots carried out devastating sorties against ISIS early today, making good on their king's vow of vengeance for the horrific burning of a captured airman. King Abdullah II has vowed to wage a harsh war against ISIS after consulting with his military chiefs yesterday. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the administration is open to boosting military aid to Jordan.
We certainly would consider anything that they were to put forward, but I do think that what would drive a decision like that is a specific request from our partners in Jordan.
The airstrikes reportedly killed 55 members of ISIS. Two Maryland students were shot outside of Frederick High School last night as a basketball game was being played. Panicked parents rushed to the school to make sure their children were okay. The two students were flown to a hospital and reportedly do not have life-threatening injuries. The shooter or shooters are still at large. Police haven't given a possible motive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer Winterberry with Jim Thatch. Here is a quick look at your weather. Upper 20s today. Bitterly cold tonight, Jennifer. Bitterly cold. Then upper 20s tomorrow. Saturday, warmest day of the week, 40 degrees. Possibly, mostly cloudy. Then the snow supposedly moves in on Sunday. I have no idea what time it's going to start. I'm hoping it starts later. I'm not going to make any predictions right now, Jennifer. But it's supposed to be a long-lasting storm. It's supposed to snow all day through Monday into Tuesday. That is a prediction right now. So on and off snow starting Sunday sometime, ending late Monday, early Tuesday. So good luck.
What's the Facebook guy say?
I don't know. Okay. He probably hasn't made his latest forecast yet. So good luck with the snow. Hopefully you don't have a long driveway. We're into February. We only have a month and a half left of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, did you use the groundhog, though? Said the one in Staten Island said in early spring.
I don't care, Jennifer.
And the one in Pennsylvania said
complete nonsense. By the way, my wife and I...
Yes?
...are watching a show called Parks and Rec. Have you ever seen it?
I've heard of it.
You got to watch it. It's all about county government.
Oh, great.
It's just all... You would recognize a lot of situations.
Really?
The funny part is the library... It's looked on as pure evil.
Is it really?
In the government, yes.
Yeah, pretty much here, too.
So it's kind of an interesting take. So that's Parks and Rec. Not a huge Amy Poehler fan, who was the star of the show, but a lot of supporting cast members. Nick Offerman is very funny.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of those women, the with the loudmouth kind of stand-up comedy kind of women. I'm just saying.
I don't even know how to address that, Jennifer. What do you mean loud mouth?
Not loud, but like they always have a lot.
Do you know who Amy Poehler even is?
No.
All right, you're thinking like of Sarah Silverman or...
Tina Fey is who I'm thinking of.
Tina Fey is like
the best
friend.
For some reason, I put her in that class because she just wrote a book. Amy Poehler just has a new book out. And
right.
I think,
did you read Tina Fey's book?
There's one line from Tina Fey's book that I like, that it's patently unfair to call me a troll if you've never seen me guard a wooden bridge. With a reference to Three Billy Goats Gruff. So one time when we were out walking, I made my husband walk over the bridge and I stood under it and guarded it so I could be called a troll. So anyone who wants to call me a troll.
I think we talked about this before.
I think we did too.
And I think I had conveniently forgot it or blocked it out, and now you reminded me of it again. So we're in the second half of the Library Show. Jim Gunnell will be here at 12 noon for his show, Taking Care of Business. But before then, we need to tell you all about the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale, Jennifer. The date this year is Saturday, May 2nd, Sunday, May 3rd, and what does Monday, May 4th mean? They have an extra day?
They're having
on Monday?
They're having a bag sale day. More information available in April.
That's where the date is wrong on this flyer. How could you get that date wrong when you're listing three in a row and you go 2, 3, 5?
I often wonder how I get dates wrong, but
so
I did not do this
year,
form.
Friends book said we have a little some changes. So Saturday, May 2nd, members only, Friends members only can get in early from 8 to 10 and then open to the general public from 10 to 5. Then Sunday, May 3rd is always half price day, Jennifer, and the hours are 10 to 3. And then the bag sale on Monday is from 9 to 12. So I have no idea what this bag sale is. When we find out more, we'll let you know. So we need book drives, Jennifer, to get the books. So this year they have two book drives scheduled. Both book drives will take place at South County Branch Park and the fairgrounds session where the book sale is now held. So if you remember it being at the Armory, it's not anything there anymore. It's at the South County Branch Park Fairgrounds in Ringos. And here are the book sale drive dates if you have a lot of books to donate. Saturday, April 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sunday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All you got to do is load up your car. You don't have to worry about unloading it. There'll be people there to unload the car for you. And here's what they accept on the book drives, Jennifer. Hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, DVDs and video games, books on CD only, no tapes, and then CDs and sheet music. They cannot accept this year LPs or records. Why not?
Nobody buys them any longer.
Really? I thought they were like worth millions of dollars.
Some of them are.
They cannot accept moldy or mildew books, obviously. No magazines, including National Geographic. No Reader Digest condensed books. Why not, Jennifer?
It's only part of a book.
So?
So?
What about all our ADHD fans out there?
ADHD fans.
Attention deficit disorder people.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Jennifer, no library book discards. No Time Life sets. Why? Because they're dated.
They're really hard to get rid of, but I would say if you have a Time Life set, give me a call, because our Time Life sets go out a lot, and I like to replace them from time
okay.
to time.
And Jennifer, how would they call you?
They could call me at the library, 788-1431. If you got a Time Life set, especially the one on magic and wizardry.
That's a popular one,
that's a popular one.
No textbooks or encyclopedias, obviously, because they are dated, and no tapes, meaning cassettes, VHS, or books on tape.
And remember, everything you bring to the book sale that the friends can't use, they have to pay to dispose of.
We don't care about that, Jennifer. That's not our listeners' problem.
It sure is, because that cuts into the book sales profit.
We ignore what Jennifer just said, everyone. Library donation areas. So if you can't make one of the book sale drive times, you can drop small donations, meaning one or two bags of books, but let's be real. Bring as many as you want. You can drop them off at any of the three libraries, the headquarters library on Route 12 in Flemington, the North County Branch Library in Clinton, or the South County Branch Library in Lamberville. Or is it technically Lamberville? Jennifer's mad at me.
No, it's not in Lamberville. It's in West Amwell.
Okay, West Amwell.
It might even be East Amwell. The South County Branch? No, it's in West Amwell.
Anytime between April 16th through April 24th, you can just drop your books off if you can't make one of the two book drives. All this information I'm telling you right now is on our webpage, hclibrary.us, right on the homepage. Just click on the link and write down what I'm telling you or what it says on the... And if you'd like to join the friends, lastly, a membership and renewal... How will I explain this, Jennifer? How can they join the friends?
Membership information or membership renewal information will be mailed... after March 6th.
Only to the friends.
To people who are currently friends. Okay, so the renewal information. But look on our website after March 6th, hclibrary.us, go to the friends page, and there will be information on how to join the friends.
And if you'd like information about maybe becoming a volunteer for the book sale, it's always meet a lot of good people. It's a great dynamic group, the Friends of the Huntington County Library. If you want to join and actually help with the book sale, just email them at fohclfriends@gmail.com. That's fohclfriends@gmail.com. And they'll take care of you, I promise.
And just be aware, if you go to the website right now for the Join the Friends, it's still last year's application. So you don't want to send that one in, because that will only be good through the end of this month. And book sale preview, tickets for the book sale, no payments, will be accepted before March 7th. So don't send your checks in now. Wait. I don't know what will happen to them if you send them in now.
And the other big event coming up, it's in June, Saturday, June 13th, the Outdoor Art Show and Sale, sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. If you're a local artist and you want to sell your work or be judged, have your work be judged, be you a student grade 7 through 12, an adult amateur, or an adult professional, well, this is the place to be, Jennifer, on Saturday, June 13th. There's different categories: oils, acrylics, tempera, watercolors and pastels, pencil, ink and chalk, and mixed media. Entry forms will be on the webpage shortly. They're not there yet, so just be on the lookout in the next week or so. Our website again, hclibrary.us. Just print out the form, fill it out, send it in. We'll be taking the first 100 entrants. I'm sorry, the first 75 artists entering will be accepted. So you got to get that in pretty soon. But the entry deadline isn't until Friday, June 6th. So there is time. But you want to be sure you're one of the first 75. And then it's a great day. What we do is hang your artwork, or you hang your artwork, on snow fences out in our lawn, along with 74 other artists. There'll be music. There'll be demonstrations by the 100 and Watercolor Society this year. There'll be food. What else is there going to be, Jennifer? Something is the 300th, or
I think
another organization joining up?
The Cultural and Heritage Commission usually has a fair.
Okay.
Did they contact you?
No, I think we were contacting another group. Maybe that's who it was. So it's a big event. The last few years we've had great weather, and it's gone off very well. Richard Gerstner, a radio personality on this station, has entered and actually won in the past.
Yes.
Excellent artist who has a show currently hanging in Lambertville, at a bank in Lambertville. Do you know the exact location? I'd like to give that a plug, actually.
I think it's on the corner of North Union and that Main Street.
Yes, have you never seen Richard?
Oh, no, I know where it is. It's down north. It's across from the Lambertville Station.
Okay.
You said that last week.
It's a bank across from the Lambertville Station. Are you looking it up?
Mm-hmm.
Richard Gerstner's artwork is on display there for the next month, and I highly recommend going down and seeing it, maybe purchasing one, because he's an excellent artist, Jennifer.
He is.
Okay, while Jennifer's looking that up, so we're going to go to our last commercial break, and we'll be back with 15 more minutes of the Library Show right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Politash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We're going to do, what are we going to do? A trivia. You want to do trivia?
Sounds good to me.
But it's not coming out.
All right, I'll talk.
I got it. Holy mackerel.
You want
All right, 20 questions, 2 minutes.
The 2 first, minutes?
The first king of pharaonic Egypt.
Elvis Presley. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The one who unified Egypt is known as Neith, Pewee, Nubia, or Menes.
first or the last one?
Okay. He was stupid, he was innocent, he was Southern, he was Tom Hanks. What movie character
Forrest
was
Gump.
He? Which symbolic object is ceremonially burned once a year in the Shetland Islands during the Upheli-Ah Festival? An effigy of Tony Blair, an airplane, a Viking longboat, or a sheep?
Good Lord. Do you know that?
Let's say Viking longboat, just because the others sound very...
Yes.
The solstice is in June. On which date is it?
21st or 20th.
22nd. Or 19th or 20th.
It might be the 20th, Jennifer.
No, it's 19th or 20th or 21st or 22nd are the two. Or 14th. Or, it's either or. It's 10th or 11th.
21st or 22nd.
Okay. Then. The famous orchestral piece by Maurice Ravel premiered in...
Bolero.
Okie dokie. What was Twiggy's birth name? Leslie Hornby, Lana Turner, Bonnie Parker, or Vera Lynn?
The first one.
I think it's Bonnie Parker, but we'll go with Leslie Hornby.
Bonnie Parker was Bonnie and Clyde, wasn't it?
Let's find out. A popular dip made of chickpeas, lemon juice, garlic, and olive oil is...
Say it again, Jennifer, please.
A popular dip made of...
Dip?
Dip.
Dip, okay.
Made of chickpeas.
Gosh, you were losing your patience over there.
Juice, garlic.
Maybe we should abort this game.
And
what's
olive
it matter?
Oil. I have no patience. Mayo, hummus... Tara masala.
That sounds like hummus.
Wasabi. That's why I was surprised you didn't get it right away. Being an Okie used to mean you were from Oklahoma, but now it just means you're scum. What classic literary work is that from? Century of
Grapes of Wrath.
What is a mother hog called? A boar, a sow, a gilt, or a shoat?
Sow. It could be a shoat, though. I say sow.
A rapid fall or deterioration? Degringolade. Spell it. No, we'll just pick one.
Move on.
Geography. Which American state known as the Last Frontier has Juneau?
Alaska.
Which Summer Olympic Games saw Jamaican Usain Bolt set 3 world records in track and field? South Korea win the baseball final against Cuba and a swimmer win a record 8 gold medals.
That was Phelps. Was that the last one? London?
2008 Beijing, 1980 Moscow. Let's say Beijing.
It's going to be
because they all go back further than that.
The most recent one, Jennifer.
Beijing. My new boyfriend has just told me he is a spelunker. I don't know.
Cave diver.
He explores caves. Right. Okay. This is secret messages in semaphore. Right hand low, left hand down. Is it a C, I, A, or M?
M.
A Belgian hare, H-A-R-E, is described by which of the following very curious and rare words? Welcherine?
Yes.
Lemurine, leperine, or rabbitine?
I don't know. I'm saying one.
I'm saying two. Which of the following movies did not star Tom Cruise? Rain Man, Days of Thunder, A Few Good Men, or Platoon?
Platoon.
Which of the following birds is specifically named in the Bible as one of the birds that should never be eaten if we are to observe the laws of Kashrut? Raven, turkey, great auk, or hummingbird?
Hummingbird.
There's no meat on a hummingbird. On 30-something, who played Janine? Faith Ford, Candace Bergen, Patricia Wedding, or Polly Draper?
I know Patricia Wedding was on the show. That's the only one, her name I recognize.
You don't recognize Candace Bergen?
But she wasn't on 30-something.
She wasn't on 30-something. Thrombocytopenia refers to a low count of which of the following? Platelets, hemocytoblasts, red blood cells, reticulocytes, or reticulocytes?
Red blood cells are the first one.
Platelets, let's say platelets. I have an extra platelet, by the way, if you were wondering.
What's that mean?
I don't know, but it means I have an extra platelet.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have billions of them?
I guess one extra per whatever. On July 2nd...
Thanks. I'm sure our audience enjoyed that little tidbit, Jennifer.
Little known fact about Jennifer Winberry. On July 2nd, 1937, when heading for an airstrip on Howland Island between Australia and Hawaii. I disappeared without a trace.
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart. Can I ask you a question, a side note about that?
Mm-hmm.
There was a line of luggage back in, I guess, the 80s, early 90s, Amelia Earhart luggage. Why would you want luggage named after somebody who disappeared?
I don't know.
The first...
Maybe it was cheap.
The first king of Egypt who unified Egypt was Menes.
Oh, these are the answers now,
yes,
Jennifer?
Yes, these are the answers. We're on the answers.
We're on the answers now, everybody.
I don't
Jennifer,
do this as well as you do,
audience.
Jim Thatch.
What?
I don't do as well as you do. Forrest Gump was stupid, innocent, and southern. A Viking longboat is ceremonially burned once a year in the Shetland Islands. The summer solstice is in June is on the 21st or the 22nd. Bolero is the piece by Maurice Ravel that's repeated theme slowly builds to a crescendo originally written for ballet. Twiggy's name was Leslie Hornby. Good job, Jim Thatch.
The other ones were all famous for other reasons, Jennifer.
Hummus is a dip made of chickpeas, lemon juice, garlic, and olive oil. The Grapes of Wrath by Steinbeck does contain the line, being an Okie used to mean you were from Oklahoma. A mother hog is a sow. A shote can be up to 1 year of age, according to some sources. It is a pig of 8 weeks old that has been weaned from its mother. And a gilt is a female that has not yet been given birth. I did spell degrigolade correctly. Yippee. Alaska is the last frontier state. 2008 Beijing Olympics is where Mark Spitz won. You said Mark Spitz? What? Mike Phelps.
Phelps.
Won 8 gold medals. My boyfriend, the Spelunker, does explore caves. Right hand low, left hand down is a semaphore A, and M is right hand low, left hand out. A Belgian hare is a leporine. The word is from the Latin leporinus, which means hare. I'm afraid I made up the other awful terms, and for that I apologize. Not me, the writer of the quiz. Which of the following movies did not star Platoon?
Tom Cruise, Platoon.
Oh, it's right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I got confused for a minute. I'm sorry.
That platelet kicking in.
Which of the following birds do not we do not eat to observe the laws of Kashrut? It is a raven. On 30-something, Faith Ford played Janine. A thrombocytopenia refers to a low count of platelets. And Amelia Earhart did disappear on July 2nd, 1937. And there's like an entire paragraph about it if anybody wants to read about it. Your score was 15 out of 20.
They just found like a piece of her plane like recently, didn't they?
I know, isn't that excellent?
What did Brian Williams do, by the way? Somebody's complaining about him. Did he do something?
I heard somebody talking about him, and I don't...
We don't know, do we?
I don't know.
All right, well, don't worry about it now.
But now that you mentioned, I wasn't like...
All right, Jennifer's going to look that up.
I wasn't even
idly curious. Quickly
mention
Maker's Day coming up. New Jersey Maker's Day will be at the South County Branch and North County Branch Library this coming March 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., as well as 80 other sites throughout New Jersey. What is Maker's Day? The Maker's Movement is do-it-yourself crafters, artists, computer programmers, and robotics fans. And they lead this movement of interactive, creative, and inventing. The day will include local artists demonstrating their crafts, 3D printer and robotic demonstrations, and much, much, much more. So if you're interested in actually being one of the demonstrators, you're more than welcome. All you have to do is fill out a form that is found on our webpage, hclibrary.us, right on the homepage. Click on the link. Complete the application and send it in to the address on the form. If you have any questions about New Jersey Maker's Day, you can call Sandy Janicek at 730-6135. That's 908 area code for everyone outside this area, Jennifer. Or you can email her at sjanosik at hclibrary.us. That's New Jersey Maker's Day, something we're doing new this year, and we're looking forward to it. And then finally, if you have Legos that you would like to get rid of and donate to the library, we're accepting them. Please donate them to the 100 County Library. We are preparing. This is for Maker's Day as well, Jennifer. and they need Legos for the county's creative young builders or those that are just young at heart. We're accepting donations of Legos at all three of our county libraries any time of day. Just drop them off, and we'll be very happy to accept them. And thank you very much.
Did you play with Legos while you were a child?
Did you?
I did. I used to hate stepping on them, though.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
So we've been talking about Comic-Con.
Okay.
Jeremiah and I talked on Tuesday, and then he spoke with Kendra.
So nothing about Brian Williams?
Oh, Brian Williams. Yeah, you really want to know. He had told Stars and Stripes at one time that he was on a helicopter that was struck and forced down in Iraq in 2003. Never happened.
What? Really?
Really.
Brian Williams is from Middletown, New Jersey.
Yes, he is.
He worked in the same pancake as I worked in.
Really?
Yeah.
The one on 35?
Yep.
Really? Interesting. I always wonder if I was ever there when you were a waiter.
I wasn't at that one that long. I was at the one in Shrewsbury much longer.
Well, that's the one I meant. Because that's I lived in Shrewsbury.
That was Perkins. Middletown Pancake House was on 35 up.
Oh, he worked in Middletown. He worked in the Middletown Pancake
House? No, I only worked in that one briefly. I worked at Perkins much longer.
Which one did Brian Williams work at?
The one in Middletown.
Oh, the one in Middletown. I thought you were referring to Perkins in Shrewsbury.
No.
That's the one I wondered if you ever served me, if I ever tipped you or something. Probably not.
Probably not. You're a little girl. Why would you tip? You didn't even know what tipping was.
I did because we used to go to Friendly's across the street for lunch sometimes. That was like a special treat.
Are you a generous tipper?
I'm a pretty good tipper. If I get good service, I am. But I will say, I was in a restaurant last week, or 2 weeks ago, and I was kind of put off that on the bottom of the bill was printed like 15% tip equal. I was really put off by that.
Why? A lot of places do that now.
Do they? And then they hand wrote in cash tips are appreciated.
Because people like us aren't good at math. They want to make sure you don't, you know... give you every benefit of the doubt that you know what 18% of your bill is.
But I really think we got to stop dumbing things. I think people need to keep their mind muscles going.
I probably am over generous tip just because I worked in restaurants and I did
in high school too.
How important it was.
Yeah. And I know how, well, anyway. Thank you for listening. Remember, if you want to hear about these events or the books we've talked about today, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. Jordanian fighter pilots carried out devastating sorties against ISIS early today, making good on their king's vow of vengeance for the horrific burning of a captured airman. King Abdullah II has vowed to wage a harsh war against ISIS after consulting with his military chiefs yesterday. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the administration is open to boosting military aid to Jordan.
We certainly would consider anything that they were to put forward, but I do think that what would drive a decision like that is a specific request from our partners in Jordan.
The airstrikes reportedly killed 55 members of ISIS. Two Maryland students were shot outside of Frederick High School last night as a basketball game was being played. Panicked parents rushed to the school to make sure their children were okay. The two students were flown to a hospital and reportedly do not have life-threatening injuries. The shooter or shooters are still at large. Police haven't given a possible motive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention credit card customers who may have spent a little too much this holiday season, putting them into credit card debt. Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt, and many credit card companies have nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. Now people can barely afford to keep up, but we have great news. Thanks to a powerful program, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are a nationwide nonprofit helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments for 20 years. Call 800- 775-9016. The call and information are free.
I cut my payment by over $600 and saved over $25,000 in interest.
We've helped over 300,000 people eliminate their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-975-9016 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-975-9016. That's 800-975-9016. Again,